Dámy a pánové, dobrý den. Já vás vítám na tiskové konferenci. Vítám zde Bohuslava Sobotku, předsedu vlády České republiky a také generálního tajemníka Organizace spojených národů, pana Pan Ki-moona. Poprosím jako prvního o slovo premiéra České republiky.
Dobrý den, dámy a pánové. Já jsem skutečně velmi rád, že jsem dnes mohl oficiálně za vládu České republiky přivítat tady u nás v Praze generálního tajemníka OSN, pan Ki-moona, který navštívil Prahu již podruhé v rámci výkonu své funkce generálního tajemníka Organizace spojených národů. Pro nás je to skutečně velká čest. My jsme dnes využili tuto příležitost k tomu, abychom diskutovali jednak otázku přístupu České republiky k fungování Organizace spojených národů, naše priority, které máme v rámci působení České republiky v OSN, ale přirozeně jsme se dotkli také důležitých mezinárodních otázek, ve kterých je Organizace spojených národů aktivní. Já bych chtěl zdůraznit, že pro Českou republiku je OSN skutečně velmi důležitá mezinárodní platforma. My jednoznačně jako středně velká země dlouhodobě hájíme princip respektování mezinárodního práva a hájíme důležitou roli kolektivních orgánů, jako je právě Organizace spojených národů. Jsme přesvědčeni o tom, že právě dobré fungování OSN může do budoucna předcházet konfliktním, rizikovým situacím, válečným konfliktům, potenciální nestabilitě ve světě. Já si velmi vážím aktivní role pana generálního tajemníka při řešení konfliktních situací, se kterými se přirozeně mezinárodní společenství musí vypořádávat. Chtěl bych také zdůraznit, že prioritní oblastí z hlediska působení České republiky na půdě OSN je problematika lidských práv. My jsme velmi aktivní v Radě OSN pro lidská práva a já jsem informoval pana generálního tajemníka o tom, že budeme usilovat o to, aby Česká republika zůstala členem Rady OSN pro lidská práva i pro nadcházející období. Přirozeně jsme se dotkli situace na Ukrajině. Já jsem informoval o pozici České republiky v této věci, včetně toho, že jednoznačně vítáme to, aby došlo k udržení dialogu a kontaktu mezi mezinárodním společenstvím a Ruskem, že jednoznačně podporujeme deeskalaci v rámci tohoto konfliktu. Domníváme se, že by Rusko mělo snížit svoji vojenskou přítomnost na hranicích s Ukrajinou a jednoznačně vítáme také možnou zprostředkující roli, kterou v tomto konfliktu hraje a ještě může sehrát Organizace spojených národů. Přirozeně jsme se dotkli i situace v Sýrii a mluvili jsme také o bezpečnostní situaci v severní a střední Africe, zejména pokud jde o Mali a teď ještě aktuálně o situaci ve Středoafrické republice. Děkuji.
Děkuji panu premiérovi a poprosím o slovo generálního tajemníka OSN, pana Pan Ki-moona.
Thank you, Mr. Prime Minister Sobotka, distinguished ministers, ladies and gentlemen of the media. Dobrý den, Polonais. Good afternoon. I'm delighted to be back to Czech Republic after 3 years. This is my second visit. I'm very much grateful to Prime Minister and government and people of Czech Republic for their warm welcome and hospitality. The Prime Minister and I just had a very productive meeting. We discussed the situation in Ukraine and Syria and on Central African Republic and Mali on these very urgent security and peace-related issues, and I expect to discuss further issues over the course of lunch, working lunch, on Middle East and Balkan, West Balkan state, and other areas of mutual concern. Let me just say a few words on Ukraine. We discussed and agreed that urgent need should be made to find a political solution through direct and constructive dialogue between the parties concerned. We also addressed the conflict in Syria and followed up to the Geneva II conference. I thank the Prime Minister and Government of Czech Republic for their very generous support for humanitarian aid to the Syrian people. And I counted on Prime Minister for continuing support in humanitarian affairs. because the prospect of having Geneva conference and prospect of resolving this issue through a political dialogue may take time, and in the absence of this political solution, it's only the people who suffer and who need our support. And I really thank the European Union and in particular Czech Republic for their generous support. I raised the issue of Central African Republic because I'm deeply troubled by the appalling atrocities against the civilians there. I'm doing everything possible to mobilize an effective international response. As you may be aware, I'm coming directly from Brussels, where the leaders of European Union and African Union discussed extensively on the situation in Central African Republic. And I hope that the European Union and African Union, United Nations, will work together to find the peace, to establish peace and stability, and also helping social economic assistance to people of Central African Republic. Prime Minister Sobotka and I also discussed how to continue advancing sustainable development. I thank the Prime Minister for helping to make international development cooperation an important part of Czech Republic's foreign policy. I appreciate the government's focus on reducing extreme poverty and hunger, and I'm grateful for the commitment of Prime Minister and government on addressing climate change. I invited the Prime Minister to the Climate Change Summit meeting, which I'm going to convene on September 23rd this year at the United Nations. And I'm especially grateful to the governments for their efforts to enhance the contribution to multilateral cooperation. And particularly, I'm grateful for their contribution on protecting and preserving human dignity and human rights all over the world. You have gained your human rights and gained your democracy through very difficult and long efforts, struggles, and I hope that these shining examples will be shared and lessons be learned from Czech Republic's experience to many other places where human dignity and human rights are not well protected. I welcome Czech Republic's engagement in the process of shaping a development framework for the longer-term post-2015 period. Czech Republic plays a constructive role globally in supporting a peaceful settlement of disputes, helping countries in transition, and again in advocating for human rights protection. And I sincerely hope that in the course of their service and contribution to Human Rights Council, the Czech Republic will play a more and more important constructive role. My visit here aims to solidify the valuable partnership between the Czech Republic and the United Nations, and I'm confident that it will grow even stronger in the future. And I thank you, děkuji.
Děkuji, dámy a pánové, prostor pro vaše dotazy. Poprosím kolegu.
Bravo Daily Newspaper. Mr. Secretary General, could you please elaborate on the role the United Nations can play in the crisis over Ukraine and Crimea? And how is the UN efforts received so far by the both sides?
As you know, United Nations Security Council has been dealing with this issue at least 9 times until now, and General Assembly has adopted a resolution. And United Nations future course of action will be guided by this resolution adopted by the General Assembly, reflecting the wills of the member state of the United Nations. In my capacity as Secretary General, I have been engaging with both parties, Russian Federation and Ukrainian authorities, and also I have been discussing this matter with the world leadership, mostly European Union leaders and the United States and other leaders. I will continue to do my role as a Secretary General. When I visited Moscow and Kiev a couple of weeks ago, I had a very useful and extensive discussion with President Putin of Russian Federation, and I explained my own and United Nations and also international communities a strong concern, a very serious concern about what had happened in the Crimea Peninsula. And there should be protection and respect for United Nations Charter provisions, namely sovereignty and national unity and territorial integrity should be protected and respected. And I strongly urge both parties to engage in direct and constructive dialogue. At the same time, I urged my strong wish that the tension should be de-escalated. The emotions were running very high, and the rhetorics were very sharply charged, and I have been urging them. United Nations is now deploying human rights monitors all throughout Ukraine, and they will make their own assessment report in a few weeks' time. And we will continue to discuss and consult with the countries concerned. Thank you very much.
Děkuji, poprosím další dotaz.
Mr. Secretary General, related to this question, Adriana Dergam, Czech TV, and to all the challenges you mention now in Charles University, do you think that the Security Council should change in concept, structure, or functioning? Thank you.
The Charter provision says that the Security Council is the most authoritative organization of the United Nations system, responsible for maintaining international peace and security. And sometimes the Security Council has been taking very effective and strong measures to maintain peace and stability. Sometimes, unfortunately, because of the division of the Security Council, the United Nations has not been able to effectively, timely addressing the situations where the most important and effective intervention or support should have been there. One good example is the situation in Syria. The tragedy continues during the last 3 years, and we have just entered the fourth year. How long this situation should continue like this way? More than the 2.5 million people have fled their countries and become refugees, and about 9 million people have been affected. That means about half of their total population have been affected, either displaced or refugees, and almost 40% of hospitals, sanitation, and 40% of schools have been destroyed. A lot of destruction of infrastructures. Then who will be responsible for reconstruction of their society? The society is divided altogether. Therefore, it's important that the Security Council and United Nations system as a whole should be united and show some sense of solidarity for all the people who are suffering. I'm urging that the Security Council should do their proper role. Yeah.
Děkuji. Poprosím, pokud je nějaký další dotaz. Vidím tam kolegu.
Děkuji. Jan Flemer, Agence France Presse. Mr. Secretary General, you've mentioned Central Africa. And given that you're traveling to Rwanda tomorrow and Central Africa being on the way, are you perhaps pondering a short visit? Thank you.
Central Africa is one of my top priorities. I'm not going to say anything publicly at this time, but it will be my continuing top priority, the situation in Central African Republic. Thank you very much.
Děkuji. Tak poprosím tady kolegu o dotaz.
Dobrý den, pane generální tajemníku, jmenuji se Kučera. Chtěl jsem se zeptat, zda se můžete vyjádřit k posledním krokům ze strany NATO, které tedy podle jeho prohlášení přerušilo veškerou spolupráci s Ruskem. Děkuji.
Well, as the Secretary General of the United Nations, I'm not in a position to say anything, to make any comment on what NATO has taken. They have their own way of operation. Of course, you know, UN and NATO has been closely coordinating on matters of peace and security and human right and humanitarian assistance, but at this time that is their decision.
Děkuji. Dámy a pánové, poprosím případný poslední dotaz, pokud nějaký je. Pokud žádný není, děkujeme za vaši pozornost.
Děkujeme. Na shledanou.
Na shledanou.